Another double-digit victory for the New Orleans Saints today, 28-14 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll go back out to Raymond James Stadium. Find Saints all-time leader rusher and color analyst Deuce McAllister. His expert take brought to you by Assurance Financial, home loan experts. And Deuce, the defensive line took over this game. And look, the last couple weeks, this Saints defense has been near the top in the NFL. And look, another thing, you hold the number one offense to 213 passing yards, you're doing work.
Well, 81 total yards in the second half. And so, you know, this game started a little shaky. You know, I didn't know they go down, and it's almost too easy for them on that first drive. You know, the two out of three passes were go routes. They were able to hit them. You had a couple of pass interference or holding calls on that defense, but they were able to weather the storm. And, you know, they take a 14-3 lead in at halftime, and the Saints offense finally wakes up. You know, we didn't know if they would wake up, but it was the block punt by Taysom Hill that woke them up. And from that point on, I mean, they reel off 25 unanswered, and I agree with you. You know, Dennis was able to dial up some pressures, particularly a gap pressure, but it was really, you know, the front four, Cam Jordan, Sheldon Rankins, and Alex Okafor, able to get pressure on Jamison. I mean, it was a really nice, impressive job by that unit.
Fifth straight game for the Saints defense, holding an opponent under 20 yards, pretty impressive. And Cam Jordan
20 points, under 20
done.
Points.
Everybody along the defensive line, I think they took over the game. But you mentioned the Taysom Hill block. Do you think this team looks like the team that – are they back to the 10-straight win team that we saw just a couple of weeks ago? You feel better now winning 28-14, even after a slow start in the first half?
It's a work in progress. I mean, they still have some things they have to clean up. You know, some other players are going to have to step up. Mike Thomas was right on the cusp of 100 yards. I think it was at 98. You know, but you saw Tommy Lee come up with a big catch. Ben Watson was involved a little. You know, Alvin was able to make some plays. You know, you've got to be able to run the football, and they were able to hit him with a couple of tosses early in the game. But, you know, this team still has some work to do. I don't know if they're the team yet that can pull off 10 straight, but you know, I think they only need 6 to be able to get to where they want to go as far as Super Bowl champions.
Deuce 28-14, a double-digit victory for the Saints once again, and they are NFC South champions. And look, you got to take down that poll first before you talk about the NFC Championship and then Super Bowl Championship. So one down.
Well, that's one of the first goals that you set as a team, is winning your division. Once you do that, you qualify for the playoffs. You know, we've talked a lot about, hey, look, you know, can this team win the Super Bowl? Can this team be the number one seed? I know that's one of the things that me and Bobby have discussed. I think that they have the capabilities, but they've gotten one of their goals achieved, and that is beating, you know, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here today to become the NFC South champions.
Saints win 28-14. We'll go back out to Raymond James Stadium momentarily for Saints head coach Sean Payton, Deuce McAllister, Christian Garrick here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Welcome back to the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places. Back out to Raymond James Stadium. The Saints win 28-14 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, avenging a week one loss. Deuce McAllister for the postgame injury report.
Saints postgame injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. The only one of note, Michael Ola, offensive reserve offensive lineman. He was in as an extra blocker tight end, and it was a lower leg injury. Hopefully it's not too bad. He was not able to put a lot of pressure on that leg as he was carried off by some of the Saints player, but that was really the only injury of significance for the Saints. Mark Ingram got banged up a little bit. He was able to come back in and finish that game. The Saints post-game injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
Deuce, going forward here, when you look at the Saints' three remaining games, two inside the division, they've won the NFC South, but the Carolina Panthers twice in 3 weeks, and then the Pittsburgh Steelers doesn't get easier down the stretch.
Doesn't get easier whatsoever. You know, Carolina has been struggling there. They lost again today to Cleveland. So for the Saints, it's Monday night. You get an extra day of rest, but you know, you beat them 3 times last year. It's going to be hard to beat them 5 straight, but I think you only have to beat them once this time. So for the Saints, you know, you can't take them lightly. It'll be a physical game. You have to be able to slow Christian McCaffrey down. You have to be able to force Cam Newton into some bad plays. And defensively, I mean, it's Luke Kuechly and company. They do an outstanding job of defensively of slowing teams and, you know, making you have to drive the distance. So for the Saints, it's going to be a tough matchup. But we'll get to that in 24 hours. We're going to enjoy this victory today against the Bucs.
Deuce, what's it like when you win a division, obviously in the locker room? Take us inside the locker room, what those guys are experiencing right now, getting the hats and the T-shirts.
Well, they're excited about it, and you see a lot of the guys right now, they'll come out with their position groups. Michael Hebert, who is the team photographer, he'll take pictures with them. Having the backs just took their picture out on the field with those shirts on, with those caps on. So that's one of your goals. That's one of your initial goals, and they were able to obtain one of those goals as far as winning that division. And so, trust me, they're a happy bunch, but they know that there's a lot of work to be done to really get to where you want to go.
Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister here after the Saints win 28-14 over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We'll step away and come back and bring you Saints head coach Sean Payton. Should be meeting with the media here shortly. Deuce, have a safe flight home, man.
All right, no problem. Thank you.
Right, you bet. 28-14, the Saints are now 11-2. They beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.